Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the show today. We want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be Joan's best year ever, our very special guest today. She actually is the aunt of our internationally recognized psychic, Peter Marks, and any aunt of Peter Marks is an aunt of mine. So welcome to the show, to all our friends worldwide.
Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. What an interesting topic we have today. Actually, I believe we have an interesting topic every day, but this one does have a special place in my heart. Deceased loved ones may be contacting you, because I do believe that a lot of my deceased loved ones do contact me, or those that I felt an incredibly strong spiritual connection with. Not all, but some do contact me, and I just can feel their presence around me.
Today we have Joan Hickok. She heard from her deceased husband. You'll hear Joan's story, and it just might inspire you to be open to the possibility that you will be contacted by people in your life who have passed. You'll learn about some common signs from people in the afterlife. You want to be open to their making contact with you, and they just might show up in your dreams and or through symbolic messages or signs. Joan was the inspiration for internationally acclaimed psychic Peter Marks to follow in his life path. Peter told me that when he introduced me to his wonderful aunt, Joan Hickok. Joan, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Hi, Joyce. How are you?
I'm fine. And folks, and myself, just can't wait to hear your story about how and when your deceased husband contacted you.
Okay, well, before I tell you the story, I want to explain something to your listeners, that our consciousness, our personality, is not inside our brain. It is outside. And our brain is just a receiver. The same way a television set is a receiver. The actors aren't inside the set. They come through a signal. Well, that's how our consciousness comes through our brain, which is just a receiver. And I thought I should explain that so you can understand that when the body dies, the consciousness still remains. And it remains eternally, and that's what they call the afterlife. Well, I'll tell you my story now. My husband and I were very, very close. We were real soulmates, and we both were very interested in the afterlife. We had read many books about it, and we discussed it many times. And my husband did pass away May 18th this past year. And, of course, I was devastated and missed him very, very much and wanted to contact him. Well, I had been meditating for years, and I figured maybe through meditation I can get in touch with him. Well, I didn't have any luck doing that. And I went online and I found this website called Self-Guided Spiritual Understanding. And I clicked on, and it was a free training program, how to contact your deceased loved ones. It's run by Craig Hogan. And I started to follow the advice he gave in the website. And one of the things he said was, you have to invite your loved ones to come into your dreams. Well, I tried a couple of times, a couple of evenings, and nothing happened. And then on September 23rd, I fell asleep, and I was in a very deep sleep, and I was in the middle of a dream, when all of a sudden, coming into the dream, I heard my husband singing, "Dream a Little Dream of Me," which is one of my favorite songs. It is on my iPod, which I listen to every morning when I take a walk. And when I heard him singing, I said, "Bill, is that you?" And he said, "Hi, hon. Yeah, it's me." And he said, "Look, I want you to do something." He said, "I want you to download the story." And I said, "What story?" He said, "It's called The Girl on the Stairs." And I said, "Where am I supposed to download it from?" He said, "Go on Amazon, download the story, and it's not going to cost you anything." He said, "Do it now before you forget." He said, "And it'll explain everything. Everything will be explained to you." Well, at that point, I realized I wasn't dreaming. My eyes were closed, but I was wide awake. I opened my eyes, and my clock next to my bed said 4:48 a.m. And I knew I couldn't go back to sleep. My iPad was right next to me because I had been reading before. And I went on the icon, the Amazon icon, and I'm thinking to myself, there probably isn't going to even be anything with that title. Well, lo and behold, there were three or four books, all with the same title, The Girl on the Stairs, all different subjects, different authors, but they all cost money. There was one short story, because I belonged to Amazon Prime, that I could get for nothing. Otherwise, it would have been like 99 cents. Written by this man in the UK that sells short stories to Amazon. So I clicked on, I downloaded it. It was very short, only about 9 pages. And I read it. And the story is about this man and woman that buy a house, and they move in with their daughter. It takes place at the breakfast table. They're talking to their daughter, and it goes on. And I'm going to not tell you the whole story, but in the end, you find out that their daughter is dead. And she is there with them all the time, communicating with them. Well, I finished the story, and I just sat back, and I said, what in the world was that all about? I knew that he had contacted me, and from what I could get from the story, he was trying to tell me that he was still with me and could communicate with me. Well, for days I walked around, and I just kept thinking, reliving the whole incident over and over and over in my mind. And I kept seeing the clock, 4:48. And I said, that number has to mean something, because I had read that anytime you see a number repeat itself, especially when you're thinking of someone who has departed, it usually has a significance. And I'm thinking, what significance can 4:48 be? Well, then I thought 4 could be the fourth month, which is April. But the 48, April only has 30 days to it. So that would leave 18 days left and would put me in the month of May. Well, May 18th was the day he died. And then I said, okay, I understand now. And that was my validation. I realized then that everything has a significance. And since then, I've had several other dreams. In one, he told me to send his watch, a watch that I had bought him several years ago that he wore up until he died. In fact, I took it off his wrist after he died. And I had been sleeping with it under my pillow, hoping that that would enable him to come through to me. And in this dream, he told me he wanted me to send the watch up to his son, John. And I started to cry, and I said, no, I don't want to give up the watch. I keep it under my pillow so I feel close to you. And he said, honey, you don't need the watch to feel close to me. You're wearing my wedding ring around your neck. Send the watch to John, which I did. I sent the watch up to him, and he wears it all the time. And it's a funny thing connected with the watch. He called me up when he received it and said the day before the watch came, his watch broke down. And he had a spare watch, and he put it on. And that afternoon, it stopped telling time. And then his father's watch came, and he's been wearing it since. So that was another validation. And I don't know where you want to go from here, if you want to ask me any questions that I can answer.
You're doing great, Aunt Joan. Your story was so fascinating. I was getting goosebumps. So, you know, I just wanted to give you a chance to say all that you had wanted to say, and you did just great. I just want to say that Joan has been an astrologer for over 40 years. She's very interested in soul survival. She belongs to several organizations connected to past lives, like Forever Family. Why don't you just talk a little bit about Forever Family, so people might want to look into that as well.
Well, I had told my story to one of my friends at church that I knew would be receptive. I hesitate telling it to anybody, you know, just anybody, because I don't want people to think that I'm going to after something. I mean, I am not crazy. I am very sane. But this one friend of mine, Barbara, had lost a son. And I knew that she had belonged to some group that she was going to. And I questioned her about it. I told her the story, and I questioned her about it. And she said, you might want to come to the next meeting and tell them your story. Well, I did. I did go to the next meeting. They hold meetings the second Sunday of the month. And I went there, and I told my story, and they were very, very interested in it. It was just the type of thing they want to hear, and they asked me if I'd like to join the organization, which I did. And it doesn't cost anything to join. I think it was started by a couple who had lost their child, and it's for people that are interested in learning more about afterlife. And we read a lot of books on the subject. In fact, tomorrow night we're going to see a medium, and we're going to have a group reading. And I'm very anxious to see what that entails. But if your listeners are interested in learning how to make contact, they can go on this website. It's called selfguidedspiritualunderstanding.org. And it's free.
selfguidedspiritualunderstanding.org.
But there's a dot after self-guided. It's self-guided.
Oh, self-guided dot spiritual
understanding.org.
So there's two dots.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it's a research, nonprofit research program run by Craig Hogan. And I got a lot out of it. They take you through different steps, and after each step, you just have to send him an email. It explains everything on there, just saying what you got out of that particular step, and you go from one step to the other until you finally make contact. And I would highly recommend this. I'm always leery of things that are asking for money and you have to pay in order to get the information. This is free. They do have something at the bottom saying that if you want to make a contribution, you can. But it isn't required. You can still get the program without paying anything. And I think that that is very, very good.
Joan, I find you fascinating. Truly, I do. Joan is 83 years young, and it sounds like you've got your whole life ahead of you because you have two worlds to connect with here. You have our present-day world, and you have the afterlife. So given your connection to both worlds, that should keep you busy.
Well, it does, and I do a lot of reading, and I've read a lot of books on the subject, and I have found through the books I've read that what happened to me is very common. One book I read said that 50% of spouses do receive a visitation, and 75% if you've lost a child. And I thought that was very interesting. So it isn't something that's unusual. It seems to be something common. The thing is, a lot of people aren't open to the possibility, and I think that that is very important, that you have to have an open mind and believe before
Absolutely.
It can happen.
Absolutely. You know, I also want you to have an open mind and believe that you should be listening to our show every day. Always interesting people like Aunt Joan Hickok, interesting topics, interesting messages, inspiration, and an education. Listen to the wise words of Beverly Nadler on why you should be listening every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, I do welcome, I see so many new people in the chat room. We have somebody I've not seen before, I believe, Cheryl John. Welcome to you from the chat room. Please put a note in there about how you found out about the show today. And I have to say this to you, Joan. It's the first time you're on our show, and you have quite the fan club. I am not kidding when I tell you that my board is lit up of people who want to talk to you. As much as people that are regulars on our show and have a huge following, my board is totally lit up with those that are interested in you and the show. Let me go to one recognizable number. Most of them I don't recognize, but here we have one that I recognize for sure, and that is my dear, dear friend, your nephew, Peter Marks. Thank you for coming on, Peter.
Oh, my God. It's wonderful to partake in your radio program. Hello, Joyce. Hello, Aunt Joan.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully well. I could not wait until this morning came so I could call in and listen to the radio show. And the messages that are coming to you from the afterlife, Aunt Joan, I want to mention to your listening audience that my aunt has been more like a mother to me over the years, and we have wonderful conversations about spirituality and astrology, and she has really given me a foundation to help me with family members on forgiveness and letting go and loving. And I could not have asked for a better aunt, really. She is the second mother to me, as I said, and she provides and disseminates spiritual information to everybody in the family. And I know my father and Uncle Bill and everybody. I'm getting messages that everybody's around, and they're listening into this radio show.
And, Peter, I got to tell you, my board is literally going crazy. I mean, that's very unusual when someone new, because it happens when people develop a following.
Absolutely.
Again, a warm welcome to Cheryl John in the chat room. She said she's new to the show. Cheryl, to you and to a lot of these phone numbers on the board that I don't recognize, I haven't seen before, please become a follower of the show. Then you'll know all about our great shows. Every day you'll get an email from Blog Talk about who's the guest and what we are up to. So, folks, simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com and click follow right under my picture on the upper left side, and you can become a follower, and you'll be totally aware of all that we do. The good news is, if you can't join us live, then know that every show is archived, and 24/7 you can hear us. So a warm welcome to you, Cheryl. I want to see you back in the chat room. Please become a follower. No need to miss any of our shows. And then you could go to the archives, and you'll see the great shows of psychic Peter Marks, internationally recognized psychic and medium. So, Peter, anything else you want to say to Aunt Joan? I just want you to know I adopted her, so any aunt of yours is an aunt of mine.
Well, I just want to say that my aunt is a credible spokesperson. She is a very sane and loving and caring person, and I am very grateful and glad that she has accepted the invitation to come on. And my last statement is, I love you, Joyce. Wonderful show. And Aunt Joan, you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, Peter.
Aunt Joan, I want to know, is it if I put in the adoption papers? I just wanted to clear it with you.
Anytime.
Okay, Peter, anything else you want to say? Because literally my board is going crazy.
I just want to say I love you both. Have a wonderful time. And I'm going to depart just from the phone to free up the line so other people can call in.
You never have to depart, Peter, because for you, there'll always be a line to my heart and to my show. No,
thank
you,
my
dear.
Depart.
Okay,
thank you. Have
so,
a wonderful time.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter. Right. Thanks for calling in. And I know your auntie knows how much you love her. Let me go here to Janice, who has not been feeling well in the last few weeks. Anything you want to say to Aunt Joan? She's not really here as a reader, but if you want to make a comment or ask her something. Oh, I turned on the wrong mic. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Janice.
Okay, yes, that's why I got up so early in the morning, because Peter posted on Facebook, I know this is going to be a very special day, and I knew there was a reason I had to wake up before it's naturally normal for me to do so. You know, Peter helped me to find my father, and I haven't slept since. No, because he's here living with me now. And so
oh, wow.
I've had my father here.
But those of you who don't know, her father was missing, and she called Peter, and he really gave her the clues and the wherewithal to find him. Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Janice.
Yes, and so I picked him up Christmas Eve day, and he's been with me ever since. But I've always been into the astrological numbers, and I always see like a number 1034, which is where I used to live in New York. That was the address of our home. I constantly see that, 111, 1111, and so on and so forth. So I'm always attracted to numbers. And then, of course, our past loved ones. So is there a message that's coming through for you to tell me, Joan?
Well, as far as the numbers, from what I've read, when you constantly see numbers, you could be at a red light and see a license plate number. And if that number has any meaning to you, especially if somebody has passed on, very often I've read it's their birth date or the day they died. These numbers have a significance, just like I was telling that when I woke up at 4:48, that number kept appearing. Every time I would think about it, every word my husband had said to me in the dream, I kept seeing the 4:48, and I knew it meant something. And I figured I had to break it down some way. And the minute I did, by breaking it into month and day, it came out to the day that he passed. And you have to work on it and see, try to remember if that number, if that date meant anything to you. I mean, 111 would be January 11th, if that has any meaning to you, any birthday or anniversary or anything.
I just got to say something, Joan. That's amazing. You said 111 because that's the number that comes up for me everywhere, all the time. Whenever I look at a clock, it's 111. That's my sister's birthday.
Ah,
but she's alive, thank God.
You know, the thing is that sometimes these questions can only be answered by yourself. You know, I used to do dream workshops. I was always very interested in dreams. And one thing I found out, that books that give you interpretations of dreams are just helpful to a point. The only one that can tell you what your dream means is you, because it's coming from your subconscious. So you're the only one that can figure it out.
Okay.
It isn't something somebody else can tell you. And we've had a lot of success in dream workshops just using that principle, that it's something you yourself have to work out. Yes, there are symbols, but you have to interpret the symbols and what they mean. It's difficult at first, but you get the knack to doing it after a while.
Okay.
Joan, I just want to say that I hear what you're saying, Joyce, here, but I do believe there are professionals who study the arts of dreams for decades, and they are very helpful, and I do believe they can guide you in figuring it out by telling you what those symbols mean. So I do say they do have a place.
They do have a place, but what I'm trying to bring out is when you have a dream, it's coming from your subconscious. And very often that you are the only one that can break it down and understand exactly what the meaning is. And I've done this with a lot of people during workshops, and it's amazing what will come out, what they finally realize the dream was about.
Janice, thanks for calling in. Thanks for letting the audience know about your father being found. Joan, I have a whole board of people, so I do want to get to some other people. Did you want to say something?
Bring somebody else on.
Okay, that's why I'm explaining why, forgive me for interrupting, but that's why I'm moving along, because I like to make sure people that are holding for so very, very long are taken care of. So here we have 562-696, who is Cheryl John in our chat room. Let me know she's on the board as well. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Hello, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm open.
Cheryl, did you want to ask something or say something? Please go ahead.
Okay, my husband. I'm worried about my husband. I'm open to whatever you have.
When you say you're worried about your husband, is he still alive?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm not a psychic, so...
Yeah, I was just
going to say that. Yeah,
she's not a psychic.
I can tell you about afterlife, what I've learned about that, about the
who's
soul.
Who's around me? Who's around me helping me through life?
Well, you might have guides, spirit guides that are helping you. I believe that we all have spirit guides, or somebody that has passed. Have either of your parents passed?
No, my father has passed. My grandparents have passed.
Well, one of them could be a spirit guide, because once they pass, they're always concerned with us and watching over us. So it could be one of them. What you should try to do, do you meditate at all?
I meditate. I'll say a prayer. I have a rosary. I have a pendulum. And so sometimes, you know, how accurate is a pendulum?
Well, a pendulum is very, very effective. I keep one close to my heart. I keep it tucked into my bra. And, so it picks up my vibrations, but pendulums are very, very effective.
I never thought of putting it in my bra. Sometimes I'll wear my rosary just for protection, just because, you want to feel safe. But I never thought of putting the pendulum in my bra. That's just to keep your energy and have your energy on it.
Right, exactly. And don't ever let anybody touch your pendulum that is yours. Don't let anybody's energy ever touch it.
Okay.
But if you ask your pendulum a question, it should give you a yes or no answer.
Right, yes. Yes, but I was just wondering how accurate it is. And who answers the question? When you ask the pendulum a question, who
supposed
answers?
Supposed to come from our higher consciousness, which is supposed to be connected with the outer source that gives us the information. And I have found that it is very, very accurate. I use mine all the time.
Thank you, Sharon, for calling in. And please do become a follower of the show and hope to see you back in the chat room. As I was saying earlier, there are so many people that called in. I really want to give more people a voice. Next, we'll go to, one second. I'm stunned. You have this huge, huge following. 412-378, that would be Keisha. And Keisha is from California. Go ahead, Keisha.
Hi, how are you?
Keisha, go ahead. Do you have a comment or something you want to share?
I was just wondering if you have any messages from spirit for me.
If I have any messages for you from spirit,
See, Joan, what's happening is that, you know, a lot of our people like Peter are readers and take the questions. We did not promote the show that way. We said that you're going to share your experiences. So like you just shared, you're not a psychic. It's more about you giving them education on how they could get those messages, I believe.
Right. And best advice I could give any of your listeners right now, if you want to contact a loved one that has departed, was to go on to this website that I gave before, the Self-Guided Spiritual Understanding. It will lead you through a process which is very easy to follow. And don't give up if it doesn't happen the first few times. Keep at it. Eventually, you will make contact. But another thing that I want to bring out, even if you don't get a visitation the way I did, you can ask for your departed loved ones to give you a sign, because they always are very anxious to let you know that they are still with you. And some of the signs you could get are feathers. I get white feathers all the time. That's a whole new story, which I'm not going to go into right now. But you can ask for a feather. You can ask for pennies. Very often, you'll find a penny when you're walking. Look at the date. Very often, that date means something. I was taking my morning walk about a month ago, and there was this, it wasn't a penny, it was a dime, right in front of me, and I picked it up and I looked at the date, and the date was 2000. That was the year that Bill and I got married. And I knew that was a sign. I knew that was a sign.
What is a white feather symbolic of, Joan? A white feather,
well,
what does that symbolize?
I think angels have white feathers. But I have a whole bowl of them here next to my husband's picture that he just leaves for me. I find them when I'm walking all the time, and I have asked for them. One day, about 2 weeks after our visitation, I hadn't heard anything, and I said, Billy, you still with me? And I said, if you're with me, leave me a white feather. If you can't communicate with me, just leave me a white feather so I know you're still with me. And I don't think it was 5 minutes later, right in front of me on the path was a white feather.
Oh, wow. That is awesome, Ashley Stone. That's awesome.
Yeah, and since then I've asked many times for a feather, and I'll find them. I don't look for them. They're there. They're right there. One day, I opened my front door, and there was
an unusual thing to find on your path. I'm going to have to
ask
for one, too.
I mean, you have to have an open mind that they do leave us signs. Just a week ago, I was sitting in the garden at our church waiting for some friends for a meeting, and I was thinking of Bill, and the first thing that I was thinking about was that here it's Valentine's Day coming, and I won't be getting a card from him. And I was feeling really, really down, and something stung my foot. And I looked down at my foot, and right next to my shoe was this little felt heart. And I picked it up, and it said, "I'm yours."
On wow.
It.
Oh,
and this happened
story.
Just as I was thinking, I know, just as I was thinking that this Valentine's Day I wouldn't get anything, and there was this heart. And I have that next to the bowl I said is on my table.
You know,
and
what I consider
all things
a
that
sign
happened
is when I see a white pigeon, a white dove, anything white, when I see that come my way or land near me, I always believe that's a message from someone in heaven.
Well, it probably is. The most important thing, as I said before, is believing. You have to believe the possibility. And to me, it isn't even a possibility. It's a knowing. I know that our soul survives. I know they're out there. And you just have to ask them to contact you and be open for the contact. And when it happens, you will know, because it is so different than anything you've ever experienced before. You don't question it, you know. It's a knowing that you have. And I don't question it anymore. I know that there is an afterlife. I know that our consciousness survives death, and that death is not the end. And
very good, Auntie Joan. As I said, there's a lot of people here on the board still. Let me just share something that happened to me, because I believe, as you do, that these messages, these symbols are all real. I was walking my little dog, and this was in New York City, and I was standing at the corner. One moment. Joan, say something. I'm having a coughing spell. I'm getting emotional.
Yeah, okay. Don't choke now. We don't want to lose you. That's all right. Just clear your throat and don't worry. You know, another thing that's very important, I had asked Bill for a message once, if there was anything he could tell me that he has learned since he's passed. And what came through was love. The most important thing is love. To love one another, but more important, to love yourself. Because unless you can love yourself, you can't love anybody else. You have to forgive yourself for anything that you think that you did wrong and learn to love yourself. That's very important. Joyce, are you with us? Are you all right?
Hello, Joan?
Yes, I'm
Hello?
Here.
Yeah, I don't
Hello?
Want to lose you. I had a coughing spell. I got emotional. So I was walking my little Maltese puppy in New York City, and I got to this big crossing. It was a huge intersection, and everybody's standing at the curb waiting for the light to change. And when the light changed, I was just ready to cross like everyone else when a voice said, "Look up, look up." So I immediately looked up, and I saw the most beautiful angel imaginable. It was huge,
oh,
with glowing hair. It was absolutely beautiful. So I kept pinching myself and kind of slapping myself gently to make sure it wasn't a figment of my imagination. Everyone around me just kept moving and were totally oblivious to what I was experiencing. So they were all crossing the street. I didn't move. I just stood there on the curb just staring at the most beautiful angel I had ever seen. And when I got home, I documented it with the date and called all my friends. It's kind of like you pinch yourself. Did I really experience this? So I did everything to ferment that in my mind. And I know as sure as today is what today is that it was real. Have you had any experiences in seeing angels, Joan?
No, I haven't seen angels, but I know what you're talking about, that knowing. It's something that is so real that you just know this wasn't a dream, it wasn't your imagination, that this actually happened. There just aren't words to describe it. It's just this feeling that I know this actually happened. And I believe that. I know once I had stopped for a red light, this is many years ago, I had stopped for a red light, and I was just looking up, and I just had this warm feeling over me that was just telling me that God loved me. And I'm not a religious person. I really can't consider myself religious. I believe in God. But I have never forgotten that feeling. And that happened about 30 years ago. And it was just an experience that I'll never forget. It was so real.
Absolutely. So, that's how I felt with my angel contact. It was awesome, and to this day I could see that beautiful, beautiful angel up there in the sky. But I do believe that the people, certain people, are making connections with me. One in particular, Michael Wyman, may his soul rest in peace. I will never forget this. And we were both co-leading a class one day, and before the class started, he came over to me, and we were standing very close to each other, looking into each other's eyes, and he said, "Joyce, if I pass before you, I promise you, I give you my word, I will contact you." I never forgot those words. I never forgot that look on his face, and to this day, I believe he contacts me all the time. I believe he is with me all the time. I believe I get more messages from him, from the afterlife, from the other world, because he gave me his word he would do that, and I do believe he has done that. Anything you want to say about that, Auntie Joan?
No, I believe that he probably is with you, but one more thing I do want to say, and I think this is very important. I was with my husband when he passed. I was sitting right next to him with my girlfriend, holding his hand. And just before he passed, he was laying in the hospital bed. He lifted himself up and outstretched his arms. And then he fell back. And my friend who was with me, Linda, said to me, "Somebody came for him." And I said, "Yes, somebody came for him." And I think that that's something we all have to know, that when our time comes, somebody close to you that has departed will come to get you. It will come to bring you back home.
Wow.
And
so you're not alone at that moment.
No, you're not alone. He grabbed my hand and was like holding on to me, and then he let go, and he outstretched his arms and lifted himself off the bed and then fell back.
Wow.
So I think that that's an important thing for your listeners to know, that we never die alone.
I agree. Very important. Let me go to some more people on the board. Like I said, Joan, you have this huge following. It's amazing. That would be 951207. What is your name and where are you calling from? And I believe you are new to our show. 951207. Wow, she's been on.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes, your name and where are you calling from?
Nathaniel from California.
Oh, Nathaniel, you've called us before, correct?
Yes.
I remember Nathaniel from California. What would you like to say to Joan?
I don't know. She's not a medium. I'm not sure if I'm trying to figure out what to ask her.
She is not a medium. She came on the show today to share about her connection with the afterlife, where her deceased husband connected to her. She is the inspiration for psychic Peter Marks's life and his calling. She is his aunt, and he introduced us to her. So if you want to, you know, make a comment or ask something educational as regards to all this versus a personal psychic interpretation.
I guess we could smell them. I don't know. I guess they have, you know, their same odor that they have. I mean, if they had cigarettes or cigars or cologne.
Scent is something that also is important. I'm glad you brought that up, because very often people have said, it hasn't happened to me, but I have read that people can smell the cologne that or aftershave that somebody wore, or if they smoke, they can smell. Some woman claims that her husband smoked cigars and she would smell cigar smoke all the time after he passed. So scent is important.
Yes. Just they're all over there. Do you think it's like a real big? I know they say we can't really imagine what heaven is like, but.
Well, we can give you some insight into that. You can get the book Proof of Heaven, Dr. Eben Alexander, and he was our guest, so the show is in our archives, November 25, 2014. He gave a whole dissertation on that, and he is a neurosurgeon, so certainly has credibility, certainly someone who knows a thing or two about the brain, in our archives, November 25th. And then we did a show November 20th with our guru, our health guru, Beverly Nadler, Life After Death, Fact or Fantasy. Life After Death, Fact or Fantasy. So those two shows you might want to check out in our archives. And Nathaniel, you had called in when it was psychic Peter Marks on the show, and I did promise to give you a call for a free consultation, and I will do that. I'm just very behind on people who have asked me for one, but I didn't forget you, Nathaniel, just so you know that.
Oh. All right. Well, I'll let you get to some of the other callers then.
Nathaniel, did you become a follower of the show?
I think so, yes.
Okay, because then if you did, you will know that we're having Peter Marks back on our show to answer questions live. I believe it's February 11th, and that show will focus on love. It's before Valentine's Day. So that show will definitely focus on love. So thank you for calling in again, and you will get that free consult from me. That's a promise. Just give me a chance to catch up with the names I've had from before you. Okay, let's see. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe what a following you have, Joan. It's amazing to me. It really is. Anything else you want to say?
No, I'm just interested in your call is. I'm sorry that I am not a psychic, even though I have had many psychic experiences happen to me, but I don't claim to be a psychic. I was an astrologer, and my ability to tell people what to expect in life was just done through astrology, not through my psychic ability.
And, Joan, there's no need to apologize. We did not promote you that way.
We promoted you
by simply saying, because our word means a lot, to hear your story about your husband reaching out to you from the afterlife and that you inspired psychic Peter Marks to follow his life path. He is our psychic. He's on every month. And I believe the next time we'll be on will be February 11th. That's the week of Valentine's week, so we have Peter then. So you're doing a great job, truly you are, and I'm just amazed at how many people are calling you, because we didn't promote it with any kind of promises to answer people whatsoever. Okay,
well,
let's see,
who's next, yeah.
Who's next is someone who's a fan of our show, Country Boy. Go ahead, Country Boy.
Country boy, you're in the host queue. Okay.
Ma'am, I'm here,
so, Joyce. Okay, I was just going to click on to the next person. Go ahead, please.
I got several people listening in, and I just tell everybody be quiet because I had you muted out. But good afternoon, and it's always just so inspiring, Joyce, to hear your super friends that you bring onto the show. I mean, just so many people are inspired by just listening to the information that you have. I remember the last time we spoke, I told you I'm a mighty Aquarian, February the 11th, and you talked to me about my writing, and that's my question. But I just want to give a quick cliff note, Joyce, because I could so relate to the angels that you guys are talking to about. And my grandmama, who was 118 years of age, she actually always spoke to me through the wind. And my greatest story says that when I go to Sunday school every morning, my uncle used to always ask me, well, you go to the house of the Lord every Sunday, have you ever seen him? And I said, no. So when I went back, asked my grandmama, she says, my grandmama says, baby, when you was on the way to Sunday school this morning, did you feel the wind blowing in your face? I said, yes. She said, could you see the wind? I said, no, ma'am. She said, could you hold the wind in your hand? She said, no, ma'am. She said, well, God and your little angels live the same way inside of you. You'll never be able to see them. You'll never be able to touch them or hold them, but they are there. So, Joyce, when I hear my little angel, my grandmama speak to me all the time, she always speaks to me through the wind. And I kind of like, you got so many callers on today, Joyce. I always enjoy being a listener and just absorbing all the wonderful things that you guys have to share. So I'm going to send it back over to you and Joy. Joan, just God bless your heart, sweetie, for blessing and being able to say that you have a special anointing, a special gift that you can't read in a book, that you can't learn. You have something special that God has actually given to you.
And thank you so much for being a loyal fan and calling in. Go ahead, Joan. What would you like to say in wrapping up?
Well, I just want to say to the last listener that I am so glad that
country
he has...
Country boy.
Country boy. Okay, country boy. I'm so glad that you have this relationship with your grandmother that's so important. And my goodness, she lived to 118 years. That is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. There are people that hold that record from foreign countries, but I never knew anyone that said they actually knew someone that did that. Love to have her as a guest on the show. I'm sure she's got some advice on how to age gracefully.
She probably drinks and smokes.
I've heard that too. That's what's so funny.
Yes,
we had new people in the chat room today. We had new people calling in today. So you do have a following. Does that impress you?
Well, it impresses me. I know when I was practicing astrology and I did radio shows, I always had a big following. I'm glad that people are interested in learning more about afterlife, but I just want to reassure them that there is something waiting for us, that death is not the end, that our soul lives on. And if you want to contact somebody, just try the steps that I told you. And don't give up. Keep doing it. Practice makes perfect.
And, folks, Joan recommended the website selfguided.spiritualunderstanding.org, selfguided.spiritualunderstanding.org. A special thank you to our psychic Peter Marks, who told us all about Auntie Joan. She's a wonderful guest, came with her own following. I think that's amazing. And in closing, I want to say this is my prayer for all of you. So thank you, Auntie Joan, and this prayer is special for all our friends worldwide. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day of extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, I believe in angels. I believe in the afterlife. I believe in miracles. And you can have those experiences well if only you believe in them and are open to receiving them. Go out and celebrate those miracles. Celebrate the good that will come your way if only you are open to receiving them. Here is our closing song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and friends.